The Conservatorship Act allows a nonprofit corporation, a lien holder, or municipality, among others, to take over and rebuild a house that's been sitting vacant for more than a year. John Unger of the Ogons Avenue Revitalization Corporation says in one instance, the law saved his group more than 75% of the owner's asking price for a crumbling building.
Before this law came into effect, there really were no means to force the owner to the table. We couldn't bring it to sheriff's sale. There was really nothing else we could do. It just sat there. This person making unreasonable demands, you know, trying to get a windfall on the community's back.
Anuj Gupta of Mount Airy, USA, says liens against the property sometimes make conservatorship impossible.
To date, the Department of Licenses and Inspections has been an excellent partner in not only citing properties for code violations, but also working with potential conservators to discuss reducing outstanding liens to make the economics of rehabilitation work. Unfortunately, other city departments have not followed suit, and it has been difficult to generate any interest.
City council members say they want to work with both city agencies as well as state officials to make the process easier. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.